Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line. Things are beginning to wind down here at our AT&T Derby Morning Line today. We've had a lot of great guests this morning. Hopefully, and we may have this one on after our Derby coverage gets over, but Commissioner Brian Quarles is going to stop by in a moment as well. He wasn't on our schedule, but saw Commissioner Quarles said that we want to have you in, so he's going to stop by and see us in just a bit. We may have to play that tomorrow morning on the Country Club and the Ag Report if we don't get a chance to air today. But
that'd be good. And that's the one thing, you know, we do have the interviews live, but, you know, we'll be bringing those back with us and be putting stories together in case you missed something.
And the interviews are posted on the news page as well.
Awesome.
You can find all the interviews that we've done today. All the interviews from yesterday will be there if you'd like to go back and listen to those. Also photos, including Cindy's photos at Churchill Downs at dawn this morning.
Yes,
she was down the track.
It was beautiful and one of my favorite times to look forward to. So we'll continue our Derby coverage right on up to Derby Day, of course, coming up this Saturday on May the 4th. So there's just a few little Derby stats that I found that I thought were kind of fun. Some Derby facts. Did you know that 19 past winners have had names that started with the letter S, which included Secretariat, the fastest horse in Kentucky Derby history? He completed the 1973 race in just under 2 minutes. The amount of food consumed at the Derby, pretty astounding. Listen to this. On the average, spectators will eat about 142,000 hot dogs,
wow,
18,000 barbecue sandwiches, 13,800 pounds of beef, 32,400 jumbo shrimp, 9,000 scallops, 8,000 pounds of potatoes, 30,000 cookies, and 300,000 strawberries.
Oh, my goodness.
In the race in 1892, there were only 3 horses. Can you imagine that today? We have a full slate, you know, and those who want to come on.
Right, 20 and several others who wanted to be in.
Yes, who wanted to be in. Of course, the traditional drink of the Derby is the mint julep, with over 120,000 said to be consumed at the race every year. The drink that everybody drinks that nobody likes. That's what we hear.
Right.
That's all we hear. Kentucky Derby trophy. We were astounded with this. It looks so humongous, looks so heavy. It weighs 3.5 pounds.
Can you believe that? Oh, it looks huge, yeah.
But the roses that they use for the horse, that big drape that they put on them, weighs about 40 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why it's called the Run for the Roses. Another one, let me see. Churchill Down president and founder was Colonel Lewis Clark. And he might have had the rose, the official flower of the race, after attending an 1883 post-derby party where socialite E. Berry Wall was handing flowers out to all the ladies in attendance. So, some of the things where we wonder where that came from. So that's
right.
How that became the rose to be the official flower of the race. We're not 100% sure about that. We think that may be the case on that. And post number one has always been known as the dreaded rail. But we also have heard this weekend while we're here that over the years, more horses have run out of the first, second, and third posts than any other places.
Right, exactly.
You know, because
right.
Everybody thinks you don't want to be on the 20th. But actually, it's not too bad to be on the inner rail. So there you go. Just a few little fun facts coming up with your Kentucky Derby.